Right, let's talk about the amazing Sir Michael Caine.
Yes.
Because yesterday, Sir Michael Caine was interviewed by Dominic Byrne. Do you remember that, Sir Michael?
I don't know that one.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know that one.
He does remember it very well. So, yeah, another posh London hotel.
Yeah.
And I sat outside. I put a picture on Twitter, actually.
I saw that.
Sat outside, very imposing-looking door.
What time were you meant to be interviewing him?
Just before one, I think.
And what time did you get in?
It wasn't. I got in early, and then he was only about 10 minutes late. So
oh, that's good.
It wasn't too bad.
It looked like the sort of door that you might wait outside if you're waiting to see the headmaster.
Yeah,
if you're in
very,
trouble.
Very imposing, and I was told he's on the other side of that door.
Like, did they say it like that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Mr. Byrne, he's on the other side of that door. Wicks.
So yeah, they did.
See that door? Which says Lancaster Suite. It's got a name on it. Door.
And he was over... Yeah, he was. As it turned out, he was as well. I went through the door and he was there.
How was he?
He was nice. He was really nice. I like him a lot. Just to start with, I will say, because it is... I'm not moaning, but it is worth saying, we weren't given very much time with him. We were promised more time, and as happens a lot at these things, mm-hmm. that time was...
Who else is in there when you're there?
Half.
Like a bunch of no ones.
There were TV and radio people there, so a mixture of pretty much everybody
right
there. And yeah, so I essentially just sat outside the room, walked in. He stood up
and he went, "God, thank God you're here."
Yeah, the rest were rubbish.
I've just been done an interview with 102.3 The Tree.
Yeah,
and what sort of time are you expecting? Is it 10 minutes normally?
10 minutes
is that the allocation.
We were told 10. Yeah, and we got 5. We got 5 minutes.
Don't push Dom on this subject.
It's half the amount.
Yeah. I can feel that.
Yeah, there's frustration there.
Do you know why? Because he was in a particularly chatty mood, so he just wanted to talk and talk and talk. And there aren't that many occasions where you would get to interview Michael Caine.
Mm.
So it's a shame in a way that then you have to finish sort of halfway through, which is kind of what happened. But anyway, so we talked about the film, Cars 2,
yep.
which he's in a lot,
yep.
and he's brilliant in it. Very, very good. And it's also a good film as well, if you have kids and all that sort of stuff. So that's good. So just as the interview was starting, yep. he brought up a subject that we talked about yesterday.
Right.
Do you remember we said... These junkets must be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was going down that route anyway, so I thought, right, well, I'll just ask him, see what he says.
What do you do if you know you've just made an absolute stinker and you've got to sit here in front of people like me flogging it? That must be a hard job, isn't it?
Yeah, you almost kill yourself, you know. You try, you go, you if you hear someone sneeze, you run up to them and breathe, so you try and get the flu. So you don't... It's the most terrible job, but I can spot a stinker now quite a long way away, and so I'm usually in the south of France in a house that has no radio or television or phone.
He goes and hides.
Very, did you mention the weatherman to him?
That may feature later on.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
oh.
So yesterday on the show we asked for lots of random questions. Now, again, because of the time restraints, I couldn't ask all of them. But I did ask a few. And
which ones did you drop? Which end do you wipe your bum with? That kind of thing.
Yeah, that went.
I used toilet roll. You're disgusting. Pooey fingers.
The gorilla. Did you ever dress up as a gorilla? Have you ever fought a naked man? I had to get rid of those just for time purposes. I'm
did
afraid.
You manage to draw on your head or not?
Again, didn't have time for any sort of malarkey.
An elaborate henna tattoo of Michael Caine's profile on the back of your head.
No, I didn't, but it would have been lovely.
Did you write "I love Michael Caine" with a
in
big
lipstick?
Biro?
No, I didn't do that. Okay. No, but I did ask him these questions. Firstly, someone called Sean claims to live next to you in Hereford. Is that right?
No, I'm not quite sure where it's. Hereford's one of those places where you're not quite sure where it is, isn't it? Like Worcestershire and Shropshire and Herefordshire. They're all over there somewhere. But you're not quite where they are.
Do you have many pairs of shoes, Sir Michael Caine?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
But I always wear the same pair.
Oh.
You've got very nice shoes on today, may I say.
Yeah, well, I wear casual. I never wear shoes with laces.
Oh.
Because when I was a young actor, I was very I was a stage actor for a long time. And I was always very nervous, you know. I used to throw up on first nights and all that. And I went on, and I was doing great during this play. And my shoelace broke. It screwed me right up, and I've never worn shoelaces since.
Wow.
How interesting.
I like that.
And
answer.
We were talking about Alan wearing slip-on shoes the other day, and I was chastising him.
This is what I thought.
Different reasons.
I would still chastise you because Sir Michael Caine is a man of an age.
Yeah. That got in the way of his job. Yeah. For me, I'm just lazy.
So you will never.
Yeah, you only wear slip-ons because you come onto bed and tie the laces.
No, it takes too long.
You will never see Michael Caine wearing lace-up shoes.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, already, what are we? We're probably 3.5 minutes into the interview already, because we've
ticking.
Asked about the film, which we, you know, we haven't included the clip of the film. So we've got about 90 seconds left.
Sure.
So I thought it's about time we played a little game with him.
Oh.
We did it with Cameron Diaz. Let's do
but
it.
But that's
with...
where Smelly Finger came from.
Yes, no, yeah. But I haven't offered up any Smelly Fingers in this one. And here is the game. The game is called Movie or Whovie. You've obviously made so many fantastic films in your career, but can you remember every film you made? Silver Bear.
He's not got Alzheimer's. I mean,
but
the guy's not 111.
But he's made, like, hundreds of films.
Right. Okay.
Whovie.
What was the first one you said?
Movie or Whovie.
What was the first one you said?
Silver Bears.
Silver Bears.
Was that a movie, or have I just made that up?
No, I Silver Bears I did make. It was about a con man in Switzerland who and there's a very famous talk show host called Jay Leno in America, and he was an actor then, and he played my cohort in this swindle in Switzerland. The man was a real criminal, and he swindled masses of silver.
Okay,
he called the Silver Bears.
Got you. That's what.
And my other cohort was a real sinister guy, and he was David Bowie's bodyguard.
Wow.
That's cool. Right, well, I'm going to have to rattle through because we're almost done. So, is this a movie or a whovie? Killer Haddock.
I don't know that one.
I just made that up. But it would be a good film, wouldn't it?
It would be a good film, yeah.
Water.
Yeah. Yes, I played the governor of a Caribbean state. It was by two great writers called Ian Lafreny and Dick Clements.
Absolutely right. One more. Breakfast with Nigel.
No.
No, I don't know that one. I didn't make that one.
No, and again,
I didn't make Breakfast with Tiffany either.
Breakfast with Nigel would be quite nice. The Weatherman, of course, you did make.
I did make The Weatherman. I played Nicolas Cage's father.
Yeah. We love that film as well.
Yeah, it was a good movie, but it didn't make it.
What?
It was very wintry and snowy. We made it in Chicago in the winter. Yeah. But it was a very... And I like Nick Cage. He's a great guy.
One more. The Falafel Inquiry.
The Falafel Inquiry? No, I didn't make that.
Right, again, it's just a hummus-based film that I think at some point should be made. I didn't have time to get into the Weatherman discussion.
You are such a kiss-ass.
It's not because I bottled it, just because I was in front of Michael Caine.
You bottled it entirely.
The lady at this point was giving me go-away signs.
We all agreed that the Weatherman sucked.
Yeah.
Well, we liked Michael Caine a lot, but that was a stinker.
Yeah, exactly. I did...
Oh, yeah, we all loved that film.
Yeah,
I'm a fun maker. That's a good film. You should have gone... You're wrong, with respect.
Yeah,
you're
wrong.
Stinker.
Yeah. And then I ended the interview with
did you?
The question I ask everyone now. It's just the way we finish.
Did
the way
you? We, did you really? I love this. I'm really excited.
This is going to be cringeworthy.
Did you do it like I told you to do it, which is, would you... Sorry, last question. Would you like... where is it? Here it is. Would
I will do it. When I interview Jennifer Aniston, I'll do it like that.
When you do it with Jennifer Aniston,
yeah, we'll
the question
it.
Has to be minimum 10 seconds long.
Okay. All right. Okay. What, me literally just saying what I'm saying.
Would you... sorry, what's this? Sorry, Jennifer. Yes, here we go. Jennifer, would you like my phone number? It's got to be like that. And then she'll go, no. So you asked Michael Caine?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Would you like my phone number?
What's he going to say, Dave?
He's going to say, he's a polite man. He's going to say yes, I think.
Alan, do you know?
Say no.
I reckon he'll not say it either. He'll just kind of laugh.
Okay.
Okay, here we are.
Would you like my phone number? Because I think we've got them very well.
I'll do it after.
Yeah. Lovely. And we can just text each other.
Anybody. Okay. All right.
Oh,
so I win.
And?
I've got his phone number.
Yeah. You're the worst liar in the world, John.
I've got his phone number.
Yeah. No, you haven't.
Okay.
What is...
Look me in the eye.
I'll
tell you what. If you're bluffing, I'll double bluff you.
I've saved under doors off.
If you have his phone number, okay, I will give you £500. If it turns out you're lying and you don't, you have to give me £100. Deal?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't got his phone number.
I knew it.
Do you know what, though?
Now nice interview.
I think he would have done.
Yeah.
So yeah, we didn't have very long, unfortunately, and I could easily have spent half an hour with him. He was just brilliant. He just wanted to talk and talk, but he was really nice.
That's got to be the way you do the Jennifer Aniston question.
Okay, I will.
Okay, finally, Jennifer, would you, Jennifer Aniston, like... Yes. I'm a little bit nervous. Would you like my phone number? Would you like my phone number?
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm cringing already.
When are you interviewing Jennifer Aniston?
I'm seeing the film today, and I'm doing the interview with her tomorrow, so we're here on the radio Thursday.
I definitely think you need to write something on your head.
Do you think for her?
And I think maybe wear a hat. I think this is maybe... We were talking about this yesterday at lunch when you weren't there.
Okay.
This might be your new calling card.
Do you think?
Be your new thing, yes. Right.
A question is under my hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Or maybe...
I have a question written down in my pants.
Do you want...
Really? The interview is over now? Yeah. Okay, fine. All right, good. All right.
It's like a bonus question.
You could draw your phone number on your head as well.
Would you like my phone number? Because I think we've got on very well.
I'll do it after.
Yeah. Lovely. And we can just text each other.
Anybody. All right.
Nice. Well done, Dominic. Dominic Byrne and Sir Michael Caine.